Thank you for joining me. LEA Podcast presents a special series dedicated to the IACA elections. With me today is Sam Steiner. Sam is running for IACA president. Sam, how are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing very well. Can you give the listeners a quick bio about you, where you're from, what your current job is, any associations with the IACA?
Right. Okay, let me start. I'm a chief inspector with the Austrian Federal Police. Was instrumental in the creation of the Steering Crime Analysis Unit in 2005. And I'm heading this unit from the start. Having been a frontline officer since 1980, my vast experience in uniform, undercover work, combating serious drug crime, and as a command officer have prepared me for a management and leadership role in the ICA, in my opinion. I'm married, a father of three and a grandfather of two. I'm a fifth degree black belt in judo and a certified instructor. And last but not least, I enjoy recreational archery with family and friends. Coming to ICA, I'm a proud member of the ICA since 2011 and currently serving as the chair of the European Development, a subcommittee under the International Outreach Committee. I attended all of the annual ICA conferences since then and most international symposiums. And I also worked hard in the growth of European membership and bringing ICA training events to Austria and Germany. I truly understand the incredible role the ICA plays on the international stage. My operations have been modeled on concepts I learned through the ICA and have made it my goal to bring these values to analysts and law enforcement internationally. Let me end with my personal mission. It's a continuous learning, driving change, and growing my international network.
Follow-up question on the IOC, the European group that you're leading. Is that similar to a chapter where folks are members of that chapter, or is that something different?
No, that's something different. So the IOC is a committee, mm-hmm. and my part is heading the subcommittee for European development.
So there's not necessarily IACA members assigned to this. You are there to just help out the IACA and European interests.
No, if they want to become more involved in this subcommittee, they just let me know. Or periodically, I ask people to join us for helping us with our daily stuff. And at the moment, I have, four persons helping me out with all this European stuff, what comes up every day.
And then you went into it a little bit in your intro there, but can you elaborate a little bit? Why do you want to be the next IACA president?
Yeah, I feel it's important to give back and serve the association in the same way as it has served me. You know, the ICA has seen a dramatic increase in member participation. And as we continue to grow and evolve, leveraging technologies and discovering or improving methods and techniques, our association needs to adapt to the change in law enforcement. As you know, the recent events in the last 1.5 years have had a really tremendous impact on the way policing was done. And I see this as opportunities to develop better techniques to overcome these new challenges. Who better to develop them but analysts? And as a president, I want to take advantage of the collective knowledge and skills our members have to offer and ensure we provide these opportunities to analysts worldwide without obstacles. And I also think the strength of this association is in its membership. And I want to maintain that strength by empowering the members through my role as the president in getting more active and in learning, teaching, and sharing experience.
If you were to become IACA president, what is your 5-year plan for the association?
Yeah, a 5-year plan is always a problem because the period is only 3 years, but I also have to think in the future. At the very first, it's to continue and enhance the successful work within the ICA, because all those people who already work for ICA did a really outstanding job. On the other hand, I would love to increase the offer of training courses in different languages. Above all, this includes determining requirements and setting appropriate priorities. We're also building worldwide partnerships with national and local analysis associations, agencies, and also, not to forget, academic institutions. I would love to organize conferences, symposia, and smaller events together with local partners, like mentioned before. And I would love to make ICA truly international in terms of increasing non-US membership and development of multilingual knowledge databases. At the end, I would say I would also love to retrieving former members who we have recently lost to various reasons. Most of the reason would be the COVID pandemic. But anyway, we would love to get them back on board, and we should try to do that.
And you just mentioned the COVID pandemic. What are your plans to help IACA members who have been impacted by the pandemic?
Yeah, I would say at the moment, it's absolutely on top to serve a membership online. And that's as good as possible. This means, like already mentioned, a high number of virtual training opportunities. Would say assistance in networking means bringing people together if they are not able to handle that by themselves. And I know a lot of them, they need help just for networking because they don't know how to reach out to someone else.
So in your previous answer, you mentioned international symposiums, and it just got me thinking with the COVID pandemic as it is, would those be in person or online?
Our plans should work on in-person events, but we should prepare ourselves also for bad times again. Let's say like the fourth wave is coming or something like that. So we should also be able to do the same stuff online. And I had my experience in that stuff as a co-organizer for a big international European analysis conference just a little bit more than 1 year ago. Everything was planned in person, and we did it online, and it was more than successful. We had about 600 or even more attendees, and that worked very fine. On the other hand, I really prefer the in-person ones because that's the main thing. Not only learning there in person, also meeting people, making contacts, all these network opportunities. You don't have them if you do it online. But you have to bring that stuff online. If not, you will lose your members if you don't do anything.
In terms of IACA membership participation, you know, we can look at the numbers here. There's 4,000 members, and there's certainly a pretty big portion of those members that don't vote for the elections, that don't participate in the conferences, that may not even ever post on the forums or do anything with the association. So what would you do to help increase membership participation in the IACA?
I think I already answered it with our offer in really good training and knowledge opportunities. Anyway, if the range of knowledge and service is right, the members will show up too. This is my personal opinion. However, you will always find some, they only check out a little bit the website or check out the topics in the forum, and they will not answer. To get them more on board, you have to increase the number of opportunities for them and find out what they need. However, if you can cover their needs, I'm sure they will also be more active in our daily life.
The membership dues are $25, and those haven't changed since the inception of the IACA over 30 years ago. Some of the programs, part of your five-year plan, would you consider a membership due increase?
This is a really difficult question. I was asked the same question a few years ago, and at this time I declined an increase because we didn't need the extra money. But in these difficult times, however, it will be necessary to decide to increase the membership fee if we would otherwise endanger the continued existence of the ICA. In that case, I really would listen to the treasurer's advice on this. So treasurer says we need it and could also explain why. I would say, yes, let's increase, because otherwise we will die as an organization.
Do you have a number in mind of how much it would increase, or would you put a cap on how much it could increase?
The absolute maximum is to double it, my opinion. Anyway, I don't know, because I'm not involved in the treasure stuff at the moment. I don't know if that would be enough money, let's say in a situation like now, when we don't have all these in-person training events where we charge to people for joining us. If the money will last with less than 100% more, I would say, okay, let's do only 50% more or 75. However, but the absolute top would, in my opinion, would be to double it, let's say from 25 to 50.
So to be on IACA executive board, the anticipation is to volunteer 10 hours a week. In talking with some of the board members and even past board members, sometimes it's way more than 10 hours a week. It's a lot of work. And this, I think, does play a part in folks that may be interested in being on the board, not being on the board because that's too big a time commitment. An idea that has been passed along is to hire a part-time employee to handle some of the association's affairs. IALEA has recently done this as well. IACA has always been a volunteer-only organization. What do you think of the idea of hiring somebody, a permanent employee, to handle some of the day-to-day affairs and alleviating some of the work the executive board members are doing?
Yeah, well, we are a volunteer organization, and so far we have coped well with it. If there are people who are paid for what they do, there should be resentment among the volunteers, I'm pretty sure. But on the other hand, if we can't manage the workload without paid employees, the situation itself has to be reassessed. To do this, you also have to look at how things work out for other organizations like IALEA in such a situation. But at this time, I'm not really happy with ideas in that direction, because I'm more than sure all the others will think, oh, that's not good because I'm working for free and someone else get paid and maybe he does not more than I'm already doing. So I'm not happy with that. But if we can't handle the daily workload, we have to think about that. But see and check out experience from others.
And you mentioned it a little bit, but maybe you could go into a little bit more detail on how would your presidency make the IACA more international?
We're now on a good way because thanks to the excellent work of the IOC, we are already on the right track. But in order to become even better, as already mentioned, the range of knowledge must be more international. Above all, local condition must be dealt with in more detail. On the other hand, since a couple of years, I'm working really hard to make ICA more international in terms of spread it out to the European world. And I have a lot of experience now doing that. It's not that easy as it looks like. But I'm pretty sure my European experience now is useful also if I do it worldwide, because it's the same stuff. You just have to focus on certain countries and do whatever they may need. and that will work. And this is, I would say this is my personal goal, make IACA more international.
What would winning the IACA presidency mean to you?
I can say that in one sentence, it would mean that I would be trusted to lead the IACA into a successful future from which everyone would benefit, and it fills me with respect and gratitude.
And last question, do you have any final words for our listeners and maybe even a campaign slogan?
I highly encourage everyone to vote, because this is your opportunity to specify the path to the future. Let's make the IACA truly international. That's it.
Thank you, Sam, so much for being here today. Good luck in the election, and you take care.
Thank you so much, and have a good one too.
Thank you for joining us today on Analyst Talk with Jason Alder. We hope you not only enjoyed the show, but also learned something new. For more information on our guests and information relating to today's topic, please visit our website at leapodcast.com. Special thanks to The Rough and Tumble for our theme song. For more of their music, you can visit their website at theroughandtumble.com. Also, thanks to Kyle McMullen for our show logo. For more of his design, please visit his website at moderntype.com. The show is hosted, recorded, and edited by Jason Alder and written by me, Mindy. You can contact us both via the LEA Podcast website. Please join us again next time as we interview another expert in this great field.